Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining me. Joining me in the studio today is Travis Northup.
McClunky.
I hate that. Come on, dude. It's Star Wars. What's Destiny equivalent of McClunky?
I don't have time to explain.
We'll work on it. Brian Malkiewicz.
C-Team.
He's back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. It's a lighter week, but there is definitely one very interesting thing that has been happening all week long, and that is this community puzzle that everybody
Corridors
has been working
of
on.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The things we're going to talk about today are the puzzle. We're going to talk about some season challenges and how we would address them, and we're going to talk about some of our favorite broken weapons in Destiny history, because it seems like it's been a broken old good time in the Destiny sandbox lately. Welcome to our second episode of 2020. Let's talk about this community event. So first of all, an update on the puzzle. Sweatskull saying, with all the community collaboration, apparently there is a place, I don't know where you do it, but you can send in your screenshot
there's
of
like
the
a,
final
like a,
room.
I think it's like somebody's got like a, somebody has a Google, like a, not doc.
Google Drive.
No, it's like a Google like submission. I forget what they call it. A Google
Sheets. Submission.
The whole thing.
The submission thing where you can submit like your own, images.
And because of that, they figured out a way to streamline it. It looks like they've now actually built out a border of it, and they're able to sort of have a clearer picture of where all of this is leading. So that's really cool.
And then
really
they just have to solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
I wonder if Bungie thought it was going to get this big with people like introducing like streamlining with Google Docs and Sheets and all
that
stuff. And this is crazy. This is crazy.
They know us.
Yeah that's true.
They know what we're going to do.
They knew.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they presented this time. It's a marathon, not a race, so we don't have another Niobe Labs thing.
Yeah.
Where it was just like people just up for just so long and just like trying to figure out this ridiculous puzzle.
Yeah, they were basically like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of this community event?
It's pretty crazy, man. I mean, I've fooled around in there. I think it's probably a little bit over my head in terms of like, well, obviously no one can do it on themselves.
No one can do it on their own, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to just watch the community figure it out. And then, you know, once they do, then I'll just...
That I think is the more exciting part to me is like I myself don't really want to be like involved in like trying to figure all of this out, but I really like standing back and watching like everybody just like come together and like just this huge way to figure out this really, really big puzzle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm trying to bring this up. You know what? I'm going to take a chance. I don't even know if this is set up right now, so it might break everything. It's not set up.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's a black window. Well, he tried.
Anyway, yeah, sorry about that on the video side. But basically, the community has sort of come together, and they're laying it out like a puzzle. CacSHD over on Twitter tweeted out sort of like the collection and how they're building it. And it does look like it is building some sort of path or maybe even bridge that'll go from one side to the other. It's going to be really interesting to see how it develops. I'm sort of with you, Brian, on the opinion that I love how these puzzles bring together the community.
Yeah.
I did the first three corridors. You actually did all 19, right?
No, not yet. I haven't done all 19 yet. Yeah.
Because
I don't feel like there's a rush for it. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time to do each one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just kind of like a mindless commitment to do all 19 of them, plus the one for the emblem. So I'm just going to, I'll get them done over time. I still, you know, we still have like all of the rest of this month and February to do it, I presume. To get it done. So
yep. Until the end of the
I'm
season
not rushing.
Just for the quest.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do it before the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't feel a pressing need to do it now.
No.
And also, everybody working on this puzzle, if you could tweet out where people can submit, we will add it to the description of this episode so people can, you know, take a screenshot. And like what you need specifically, like do I need to do all 19 or do you just need the end screen from any one completion of your run? So, yeah, Travis, what do you think about it?
I think it's awesome, man. I'm. Have you guys spoiled yourselves yet, you know, with the data mining
stuff? Yeah, without spoiling anything, I've listened to like maybe like a minute of the data mine stuff, and I'm like, after that, I was like, ooh, this is getting good and spooky, and I'm just like, I'm gonna leave some of it at First Discovery.
Okay. I'm not gonna do any of that. Screw that.
Yeah, no, don't. If you can keep some of it, you know, unspoiled, then I would.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, I did.
I accidentally spoiled myself. Yeah,
the whole accidentally.
Yeah.
Oh man, I listened to like all 30 minutes.
I didn't listen to it. I read it.
There's also some leaked audio.
Yeah.
In it, so like, yeah, some. It's very big spoilery stuff.
Well, seeing you guys ruined it for yourselves, and I don't want to ruin it.
Not
for
completely
me.
Ruined. I don't know what the rest of it is.
Can we talk about the Forbes article, or is that pretty spoilery?
What's the Forbes article?
The Forbes article is extremely spoilery. It was Paul Tassi. He spoiled him.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, actually, he's
God, dead to me.
Paul.
No,
yeah.
Tassi.
Yeah.
I was just talking to him last night.
I saw somebody summarizing his article. That's how I got it spoiled for me. And I was like, I just read everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
So I kind of just sought it out.
If you like, want it, you know what? I'm not even going to go into it because I don't want to know.
Yeah, no, we won't spoil it. So, you know, to save anybody listening, we won't spoil it for them either.
Usually I like to bring that stuff into the show. If you want to check that stuff out, be sure to check out the Forbes article. Check out what the community is seeing. But it's heavy, spoilery stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
we'll probably talk about it next
week. Like 30 minutes of audio. Come on.
We'll probably talk about it next week if it gets solved. By that time,
yeah,
but I'm sure. Until then,
we'll Sweat Skull, 48 hours. That's what he says based on the level of data that they're getting.
He thinks regular. They'll be done in 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
that makes
cool.
sense to me. I felt like they were getting close. I thought they might have.
I think they're at a point now where they can accurately predict when it'll be solved because it looks like no one's in like a struggle moment to figure it out. They're just like, it's just a matter of time now.
Yep,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do like this event. I think it's cool. I love seeing the community come together and collaborate mm-hmm. on something like this. It might be a little too much.
It's a lot.
Maybe.
That's why I'm on the sidelines for it.
Me too.
Is like it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very big endeavor, and it's like it's just taking the time to do it, and like I can't.
Remember when people were solving the Wrath of the Machine secret all the binary, and they were using that grid thing.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of reminds me of that level of complexity. I think they also had a spreadsheet for that. Like
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the Wrath of the Machine level complexity. I think that is the perfect level. And also the question that we wanted to ask was, what have been your favorite community events like this? And that is mine, because I was there, happened to be doing the raid, and I was able to sort of see when they uncovered the binary thing, and then they mm-hmm. they were able to figure that out. But I think that's the perfect level of complexity. It took a few days, and then you know people were figuring it out and doing it. I also really liked, I think the Outbreak quest was pretty good.
Yeah, I think what was really cool about that one, because I'm in the same boat, that was still my favorite one, because like being there watching live streaming and seeing it open for the first time and just seeing people just going, it's opening, opening, and just going crazy for it. It's just a crazy moment because it's like, are we on the right track for this? Are we doing this correctly? And then they do one thing and then it opens mm-hmm. and everybody's just excited awesome. And going crazy for it.
Yeah.
So I hope that happens with this going on. Like there's a moment where like they know something happens mm-hmm. and that's just very visual.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
My favorite one of these events has to be Whisper. Just because when it came out, it came out at a very, even though there was that annoying, you have to wait for the public event thing to happen.
Yeah. We won't talk about that.
And I was one of the guys who was on for like that 10-hour stretch where it didn't happen.
It was a 10-hour stretch and a 2-day stretch.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a 2-day stretch where that event didn't spawn.
Yeah.
It took them kind of a long time, right? To fix that bug
I don't really remember. I remember waiting for 8 hours.
And I don't know if it was like a placebo thing or something, but I just, for some reason, it always spawned way more at night for me. It's just like, hey, it just keeps on spawning. It's like midnight, US time. And
I mean, that was obviously annoying. But for me, it was the amount of effort they put into it. Special dialogue, this entire new area. It even had its own soundtrack.
And the soundtrack was video game awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. It's some of the best Destiny music ever.
Yeah, and just going through that first puzzle jump right before the green room, the giant green room where the Taken Thrall are underneath. Even that room also is just
trying to figure out all the platforming. Mm-hmm. And then there were secret quests within the secret quest, like to get the ship and all that.
Yeah.
And then you know, the other thing was that it came out at a really good time for Destiny, because I remember that was like one of the droughts where kind of like now where everybody was complaining.
Yeah, there wasn't much quote unquote season content back then.
Yeah. And then this dropped like right at the tail end of one of the seasons and everybody was like,
yeah,
flipping
it was like,
out. Yeah.
It was just before Forsaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was super hard, at least the first
one.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually really still pretty hard, which is kind of like an artificial hard now because it's, you know, it's still 750, but.
Huh. How's it hard then?
And it's just, it's not like hard, quote unquote, hard, but it's just the enemies are still tanky and they hit
you're not
pretty
like
hard.
200 above them. Everything gets, sort of gets,
yeah, everything gets brought up to you, even though the activity is 750 base. Mm-hmm. It's still, you know, still difficult, right. Quote unquote, yeah. Activity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried doing it around the time it was after the heavy ammo thing had been done to get my catalyst for Whisper.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tougher than it
was because they took away the heavy from yellow enemies.
So got it done though. It's still possible. You can still do it. So yours was Wish.
Yeah.
Or why do I keep saying Wish? Because that's our next.
Because
story.
That's the next topic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yours was Whisper. Brian, what was
same
yours?
With Outbreak?
Outbreak in Destiny 2.
In
right?
Destiny. No, in Destiny 1.
Destiny 1.
Oh, Destiny 1 with
Wrath
the
of Machine.
Opening.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying that was mine. Yours was the same one. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I mean, just to add to Outbreak, I will say the one in Destiny 2 was pretty cool too. When you got back to the tower and everything. I don't remember what was involved with that. There was some key cards.
The robot. Remember the robot that chased you?
Oh, Trevor.
That was really
Trevor.
Funny.
Our good boy, Trevor.
That guy's still like iconic.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't so that I don't want to say because the mission was great.
Like, how did it unfold? How did you get in for the first time? I don't remember.
Oh, so you had to do missions and then you went to the farm and you
You go to the farm and you can see Mithrax, is that the name?
Yeah, there was some.
The guy underneath.
Yeah, you go because that basement opened that was never opened before, and you go in there. And he's just kind of crouched in a corner. And you're like, "What the hell are you doing here?" And then you go into.
And then he takes you on a mission and says he's going to help, and then he just shows up at the end and takes.
Yeah, yeah,
credit.
He's like, "I'm going to help you." And
doesn't
like,
help at all.
Yeah,
he appeared that one time and hit that guy.
Doesn't he appear right at the beginning and then right at the end?
He appears at the beginning and then at the end.
Yeah.
Anytime they have NPCs doing a thing, even if it's scripted, it's kind of cool. It makes you feel a little bit
better.
Yeah. I still think they haven't gotten better than like the first mission in
Zavala.
Destiny 2 where Zavala does the bubble. That was like the coolest thing. And I was like, is this going to be in Destiny? And no.
Well, I mean, they did it with Saint in the Saint missions.
That's true. Well,
where he gets
he helps, he has
a bubble.
They have an interesting problem where no matter what, they have to script the NPCs to do a thing and you can't impact it at all.
Right.
It's probably just too hard logistically, like with the engine everything.
Which is weird because...
Well, like imagine you kill the thing that he's trying to kill, then he still has to do the animation.
Right.
Yeah, or they'd have to program it to like cancel. It seems like very complex.
I mean,
to even have
this is Bungie. They made Halo. Halo has some of the best AI ever. Mm-hmm. Like working with the Marines in Halo is awesome. So I don't know. I think they could figure
the
it
Marines
out.
Marines that would flip the Warthog and just drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, we're going to go over here. And like, why are you in
I
this
love
ditch?
The Marines. I still think that Halo's AI is like unparalleled, but yeah.
I think the enemies are pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good on Legendary.
Moving on, those are some of our favorite community events. What are yours? Let us know in the comments below. And thank you for all your comments about your favorite movie. I think there were some good comments.
Movie ideas,
Movie ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we get to
a lot of people, I think overwhelming. I don't want to say overwhelming, but most of the ones that I read were about like wanting TV show.
Yeah,
rather than
I read that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Breakneck was given more DPS, and Wishender, if you shoot through an object, it's fine, actually. There's nothing wrong with Wishender. It's great.
Wishender's totally fine. They took away the bug, and it's fixed, and there's nothing wrong with it anymore.
Don't look at it, Bungie.
Yeah,
nothing's
totally fine.
Wrong.
No, this time around, I don't think it's as much as detrimental because like how you have to set up the shots.
Yeah,
but,
so...
If you shoot through an object like grass...
Yeah, anything 16, that's 000. Like penetrable, and then you could... And you could do 12 to 16 times damage after they patched it of doing 4 times damage.
So is there a use case for that? Like, is there a boss that you can just destroy?
Like,
easily?
I know that some of the
all the spider tanks,
some of the places on Mercury where it's the newer, like the older version of Mercury where it's like pink grass or yellow and all that flora and stuff like that. You can shoot through a lot of that stuff. So if you can line up the shot, the problem is you have to line a shot up.
Yeah, right? It seems super like circumstantial.
It's very circumstantial, and you have to go out of your way to make it work.
Mm. Okay, so another broken weapon. Telesta's been broken a few times.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite broken weapon moments from Destiny history? We've had some just ways that players found to exploit or just do insane DPS with something. that was usually adjusted.
Let's see. We had Titan hammers. We had a laser tag.
We in Destiny 2, we had laser tag. Titan hammers. Tell people what that was.
That was Destiny 1.
Yeah.
Infinite hammers.
The infinite hammers thing. Yeah, and then there was
Infinite supers just generally has been a problem.
That's true. Yeah. And then there was also the thing like a month ago where in Destiny 2 with the hammer throwing with the
mini hammer
switching.
Yeah.
There was that too, which is like another.
They're still disabled, right?
Those arms are still disabled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a way to do it though, isn't there? Anyway. Yeah.
Not as effective.
Okay. Yeah.
But those are pretty fun.
Yeah.
Those are pretty fun moments.
Yeah. So then there was laser tag weekend. Honestly, I think my favorite might just be like, Telesto obviously is the best.
Telesto is the best like ongoing story. Yeah. In like there's no doubt about that.
There's not one thing to point at that's makes it amazing, but kind of just the whole story.
Like just going back from like in Forsaken when you could just shoot it at the ground in the blind well and then just shoot the bolts and then you could just keep getting progress. The funniest part about that was like when people didn't know about that glitch and you're doing the blind well and they all just turn around and stare at you like wondering what you're doing as they see the progress tick up. When there's no enemies around, that's the best. That was the best.
I think some of my favorite ones might be the less extreme cases where it kind of was just like changed the meta for a really long time. Yeah. Like Gjallarhorn in Destiny 1 is kind of just like the whole meta.
Gjallarhorn.
Yeah, but that wasn't even like. Are we talking about like specifically like broken
that
or
wasn't
bugs?
Because like
that wasn't broken
it was
or
just
a bug.
Unbalanced.
That was just like, hey, here's this gun.
Yeah. Well, I can think of exactly. I can think of one. Well, yeah, stuff like that was super overpowered. Yeah. I can think of the original, the OG Vex Myth class.
Vex Myth. That was
God,
the OG,
I
wasn't
love
it?
That
yeah.
Weapon.
People taking it into Crucible. It's like, what is happening?
Auto rifles and shotguns were like the only thing to use in 1.0.
Seros regime was just like incredibly broken.
I got Vex Mythic class my first run of Vault of Glass the first week it came out.
So
I just was sweaty and disgusting and crucible.
Oh yeah, you got
forever.
You've got to.
Oh my god,
you got to.
And then Thorn, like that's another one that's kind of normal. Remember the
two tap and leave.
I use Thorn in comp now, and man, when you start getting on a roll with that, it's still good. It has a really good fire rate and it hits really well.
Yeah, and it's also a very satisfying shot. Like chink chink, but like there's just nothing beats
but in
D1
you
OG
had
Thorn.
To have it if you were playing Trials. It was like Thorn and a sniper rifle.
Yeah. Any others off the top of your heads? So there was Vex Myth class. We had the Gjallarhorn, which was basically a requirement because
that was just meta because like that unobjectively like did the most DPS in the game at its time. So it's like you're going to use that gun if you have it.
Yeah, and Vault of Glass, if you were able to not murder yourself with it.
Yeah, that was just communication with the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, so that when you're jumping up out of the bubble or you're jumping out of the Titan bubble or
the shield.
You could shoot through the shield, right?
Yeah.
I thought rocket launchers couldn't shoot through it. Remember, I haven't done that raid in a long time.
Usually I would jump still.
Still and jump
just
out
to
of
be
it.
Safe.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are some of our favorite broken weapon. If any pop into your head.
Oh, infinite Wardcliffe
coil.
Wardcliffe coil ammo.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there was infinite ammo there for a while.
Ammo swap.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So finally, we also wanted to sort of talk about seasons without an endgame activity, like a raid, have hurt the most. Like right now, there's not a lot going on. We have this interesting community puzzle happening.
But it's not an end game.
But it's not a thing activity. To chase. Mm-hmm. And largely, we talked last week about how we did everything. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like,
yeah, because
chasing smaller things. Like, Brian, you already have you have all the titles already. So.
All the titles? No, I don't have all the titles.
Oh, that's.
I just need. I need to. Well, one, I don't have them broken. I'll probably never
There's
get
no
them
way.
Broken.
Yeah.
One's that?
Technically, that's the Crucible one. The Crucible
you
one.
Could get it.
I can get
I did
it.
You know, I did it last season, and I'm halfway this
well,
season.
Well, to get Unbroken, I need to get Legend, I think, in two more seasons in a comp.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to reset my rank five times in a season. And, like, I don't play that much Crucible.
That's a lot of Crucible.
That's a lot of Crucible to rank five times.
Well, you got to remember, though, if you just do Glory, you'll easily reset five times. I've probably reset four times.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of Crucible, though.
It is.
Maybe if Momentum Control was like a season long
and they had
game
three,
mode.
Three X
Glory.
Yeah,
I
glory.
Think this season when so little is going on, it's actually a really good season to chase something like that because you know, when I do play Destiny still, I usually just sign into comp, I'll play a few comp games and lose and then I'll sign off and
surprisingly
uninstall the game. No,
and surprisingly I still don't have Dredgen. only thing I need for Dredgen is one more Gambit reset.
Oh, really?
Because I don't have
this week.
No, they had Double Infamy last week.
Iron Banner this week.
But I'm at Fabled for this season, so I'll probably get it.
Yeah.
I just don't play a lot of Gambit either. Mm. I'm just main PvP. But at titles, I'm almost done with the Season of Dawn title. Now it's just a point of time gate.
It's especially hard to play Gambit now. Yeah. It's like at its worst state. Yeah.
So like the question that I'm trying to pose to you guys is, what would be an effective manageable strategy to pad out these seasons and give players a goal to strive for? So like you can't
trials.
Yes, exactly.
That is my answer. It's been my answer forever. Yeah. Trials.
So like if you don't have a raid, right, there are things you could do in the PvE scape, but if you had trials, you will always have people talking about the game. And thankfully trials is in the works in some capacity. We know at Bungie for sure. We'll see if that ends up being next season or what happens.
We know based on the flag. Is that the definitive
evidence?
They
said they're working on it. Okay. Like they confirmed that they're working on TWAB. They said trials still being worked on. It's just on hiatus. We're not talking about when it's coming back. And now they're teasing trials. So obviously they're building towards something.
What if trials unlocks when you complete this puzzle?
Oh, the quarters of time. It's like, oh, you remember that?
See, I thought about that. And that would be awesome. If that's what happened.
You're getting all excited for it. You're like, yeah, let's do that. Then it's a gun or a sword. And you're
that's not what it's going to be.
I know, because I saw the spoiler.
You don't think it's going to be a gun or a sword?
I don't think it's going to be trials.
Oh, okay. You just sound very excited, like you're hoping it is.
If the community came together and solved this elaborate puzzle and unlocked an entire mode,
I will say that would be an incredible moment. If like the entire community, like you were saying, this entire community is coming through all of this stuff, and then it's just this mode that everybody's been asking for like 2 years.
It would be better than doing it as its own season, I think. Because it would just make players feel like they earned it.
Or just like it teases the unlock, and then that way trial starts when the next season comes out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they would do, if anything.
Unlocks the old lighthouse.
I didn't read the spoiler, so this is just fun speculation for Destin. The old lighthouse.
The old lighthouse.
That's, you know what? I really like that. The cinematic moment that you got. And they never replicated that with the new trials.
I wonder why they retooled the lighthouse that we have in Destiny 2, why it looks different.
Hmm. Yeah, it's more with Emissary.
Yeah, and they're also just trying to make it.
No, but I'm talking about the lighthouse where Brother Vance is on Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the lighthouse, but it's not the same lighthouse as D1.
It's probably more it's part of the larger world.
Yeah. There's probably more than one lighthouse.
I miss having respect for Brother Vance. He's just this fanboy.
Well, maybe they'll give him an attitude change if Trials of Osiris comes back and he's our vendor for it again.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I actually wouldn't mind if they kept Trials of the Nine, and we've talked about this before, but I kind of like it's not
Trials of Osiris that everybody wants. Everybody wants that mode. Trials of Nine would have been fine if it was the same as Trials of Osiris was, just in that aesthetic.
What they have in comp right now is really, really good. It's the closest to Trials thing, and that's why I've had so much fun playing last season, and when I do play this season, like, I've been having a lot of fun doing that chase. So it would be great if Trials came back, and I think that would be really, really cool. But in addition to Trials, what's something else they could do? Because I had a small idea, and Brian, I'll let you think on it a little bit more.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if they just added back in difficulty settings for activities as sort of like a mid-tier? Like maybe you had some sort of path to progression that you needed to unlock harder difficulties, and then when you got to that harder difficulty, maybe there was a different kind of boss at the end of these repeat activities. That might be feasible,
because
you got to think of something that they can do that isn't too difficult, or like a boss rush mode or something. They're just thinking about it on the fly, so I don't have anything to.
They're sitting on a gold mine with like patrol zones that they don't really do anything with, other than like, here's a new planet and a new patrol zone, and that's effectively the same thing as it was as the other planets, just a new area. So like a new season can take focus on a different patrol area, and it'll kind of revamp it. Sorry, I don't mean like redesign it, but like give us more things to do, more things to discover on there, just to kind of shake it up a little bit.
Or just not take away the old stuff. I still don't understand that.
Oh, you mean like Vex Offensive and stuff like that?
Yeah, like the old stuff.
Even the old raids.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of reason to run the old raids.
Because I remember
the mods, maybe.
In year one, they came up with that, like, well, I can't remember what it was called, but the extra version. It was a prestige or whatever of the raids.
Prestige raid.
And that was relevant. And then they kind of did away with it.
Because they went with the philosophy that that the raid that comes out is the definitive experience of that raid, that it is the hardest mode. That's why I think they did that first with Forsaken, with Last Wish, as there was no hard mode, because base Last Wish is hard mode, quote unquote.
But you could still give loot and powerful drops that don't drop in the old raids, and then use the old raids to drop things like exotic shards.
Yeah,
and
I don't see
the materials that you would get from doing like a Nightfall and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
That too. Like, and also, like, we have enough raids in the game that you can cycle through like a weekly raid.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that too,
with some sort of
like they did in D1. Like, you, there was a weekly specific raid that gave you the big, you know, after the Moments of Triumph.
Yeah, each could have a coveted weapon, an armor piece.
It would
also help fill out the
even if they didn't
player bases in those.
Yeah, exactly. So that way, more people can play those old raids because that player base fills up. And I don't know, all those old raids, like even Leviathan, they're still fun raids to do, even though we've done them a lot.
Yeah,
and it'd be nice to just go back, but with incentive.
I honestly
think even the materials thing would be okay.
If I had a chance for those things. Exactly. So if Nightfall wasn't the only way to farm for prisms, then I don't know.
Yeah. So that's my idea, sort of resurface raids and give you an activity to go into.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a way to tweak it though.
I'd like to see them like kind of do like I don't know, I don't want to say monthly, but like season based like patrol revamps. Where they just take maybe one space and then they kind of just do something to it that refreshes it in a sort of way.
Mm-hmm. They could also do playlists. Like you could do, you know, every week you have a playlist of like four parts of a raid. So you might do like part one from Leviathan, and then you might do part two from, you know, the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a unique way to use the Infinite Forest too, like, right? It's like you go through the... Well, I guess you can't really do the Infinite... Because the Infinite Forest does Mercury stuff, so you're not going to teleport into like the Leviathan.
That's true, I guess.
Infinite Forest,
but yeah, they could do something like that. Come up with a story reason. It's Destiny. They don't really need an excuse.
Right? You don't really need a lore reasoning for everything, unless it's a simulation. But
yeah. Anyway, that's all the stuff I had. I don't know if you guys had anything else you wanted to touch on, but that's basically
just Trials. Right? That's really all I want in life.
Still want Trials. It's been a riveting, you know, surprising outcome of all of our wants and asks yet again in 2020.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Travis, for stopping by and being on the show again.
Yeah,
thank you, Brian, for being here. Travis actually comes in from his other job into the office to be on the show every week, so we definitely appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it for this episode, everybody. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.